Our text for this morning is Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 5. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Last week, the high school juniors and the freshman and sophomore college students were both studying plays by Arthur Miller. The Crucible in English 11 and Death of a Salesman in English 204. One subject that connects these two Miller plays is the idea of identity, especially how individuals' identities are shaped by society in terms of how success is defined. Speaking of America, Miller said, "There's no country I've been to where people, when you come into a room and sit down with them, so often ask you, what do you do?" And as Miller goes on to point out, the answer to that question is often met with judgment or ranking in terms of how that occupation is viewed by society. Furthermore, for Americans, what they do is often very much connected to their sense of who they are. Those of you in high school and college may have already begun to think about this question, what will you do, or what do you do, and will probably think of it more and be asked it more as you get older. In fact, you may have already begun to define yourself in terms of what you do or what you're good at. I'm a student. I'm an athlete, an actor, or musician. As Christians, though, we should not be conformed to the world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind, transformed through faith in Christ. This transformation that faith brings to our lives can be seen in terms of how we see ourselves, our identities as Christians. As we contemplate the path of Christ's journey during Holy Week, from His entrance to Jerusalem, to His suffering, His death, and His resurrection on Easter morning, we can see how our lives come into perspective by focusing on Christ. As Christians, then, we take great comfort when we see that our identity as God's children, His heirs, is not based on who we are or what we do, but on who God is and what He has done. When you base who you are on what you do, you're bound to be frustrated at some point and begin to question your identity. For example, if you and everyone else have always seen you as an athlete, and then suddenly you have a season-ending injury, you may experience a bit of an identity crisis. Similarly, if you and everyone else have seen you as a straight-A student, and you suddenly run into some classes that you have trouble with, you might begin to question exactly who you are. Adults may lose their job or their favorite hobby and can start to wonder how they fit into this world. Much more, though, is at stake in our identity as a Christian, as one of God's children. When we look in the mirror of God's law and compare what we do and don't do to the Ten Commandments, our identity is clear. We're terrible sinners who certainly don't deserve God's love. Instead, we deserve God's wrath and punishment. Indeed, sometimes when we consider our sinful lives, we may even begin to question our identity as a Christian. How can I be a Christian when I continue to sin so much day after day? In the mirror of God's law, we can clearly see our identity as a sinner. If we're basing our identity as a Christian on what we do and say, we would certainly have the worst kind of identity crisis ever. Excuse me. Looking at ourselves squarely through God's law reveals that our identity as a Christian is and has to be based on Christ and what He has done. As we celebrate Holy Week, we're able to see how through His suffering, death, and resurrection, Christ purchased us lost and condemned creatures. He took it all on for us. As we read in Isaiah, "But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Christ took all our sins, indeed the sins of the whole world, on himself on the cross. When he said, "It is finished," that work of atoning suffering and sacrifice was completed. There's nothing more we could do, even if we wanted to contribute to our salvation. Christ's resurrection is the seal of our forgiveness of sin and eternal life. We are indeed not only children of God, but adopted heirs of salvation. Being an heir rested on the Father's fulfilling his promise. And as we read in our text, our salvation is based on God sending his divine Son to earth to become man, to redeem us from the law. What a relief to know that no matter what we do, it's not about us. It's about what Christ has done for us. So, who are you? Well, we're certainly all sinners, and our lives prove that every day. However, we can rejoice that because of the events of Holy Week, everything that Christ did for us, we are covered in Christ's righteousness and stand innocent before God as his own children, heirs to eternal life. Amen. We'll close with hymn 389, verses 1 through 3. 389, 1 through 3.